I want to share with you a secret about Machon Meir that I found out only recently. And we'll dedicate our learning to Shmuel ben Saraz, Misham Shalev Naliyah. A group of guys came to Rav Bigon. The story goes back a few years ago. And they wanted a certain Gemara class in Machon Meir. Certain level Gemara class. And Rav Bigon refused. So they said, but we feel like we've advanced to such a level and that's the next level we need. So Rav Bigon said to them, you have to go to a different yeshiva. So they said, what does the Rav mean? He said, notice, this isn't called Yeshiva Meir. This is called Machon Meir. My goal is that this should be a Machon. This is what I was quoted in his name by one of the guys who asked him. I didn't ask Rav Bigon specifically, but this is what I was quoted. He said, look, our goal here is that students come here and get turned on to Torah, understand what Torah is, learn, get the skills they need to learn Torah. But when you're talking to me about higher level shiurim at your level after you've been learning here so many numbers of years in the Hebrew department, at that point you have to go on to a yeshiva. For that you have yeshivas. That's not what we're here for. We need guys like you to move on and grow and learn more, but move on to yeshivas of a higher level. We can't move up the level of Machon Meir. We have to maintain Machon Meir here for students who come in and are not connected to Judaism, do not know how to read Hebrew, understand Hebrew, learn Gemara. The goal of Machon Meir is to bring you up to a level where you can enter a yeshiva and do well in it. You have the skills it takes to advance from here. But we're not going to advance you beyond that point because we got to invest our strength in the next guy who needs to get to that point. And I don't know if you guys noticed, we do that all the time. When we feel a guy's ready for it, we ship him out. We're probably the only yeshiva that does that. Every other yeshiva holds on to their strong guys because they strengthen the yeshiva. We're not looking to be a strong yeshiva. We're looking to be Machon Meir, where we give you the skills to be able to succeed in a real yeshiva. This isn't a yeshiva. This is Machon Meir. It's its own entity. And it's giving people tools to really succeed in life. So when you ask me what should a person accomplish in 10 years, it's a hard question. But the fact that Machon Meir doesn't invest in giving every person a full knowledge of how to run a kosher kitchen and cover all of Gemara brachos and cover all kinds of things, that's true. But I can tell you that Machon Meir has a tremendous success rate in students leaving and continuing to keep mitzvot and be excited about keeping mitzvot and continuing to learn and continuing to lead a Jewish life and build a Jewish life. And that's our goal. Now, as far as the learning, so you have to be in a place that's conducive to that level of learning. A person shouldn't be spending 10 years at Machon Meir. He should spend 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, as many as he needs to get to the level he needs to move on. But then move on. And the reason Machon Meir isn't focused on the things you're talking about is because at the root of performance of mitzvot is the heart. Where does your heart lie? Machon Meir works on developing a person from within. We also work on giving the skills to learn, not covering the ground. The skills. The first year you learn Talmud, you might only learn 4 pages. You're learning skills, you're not covering ground. The next year you'll cover 8 pages. But by the 4th year you'll start covering tractates. The growth, as far as material, should be exponential. But that's contingent on the skills. The focus of Machon Meir is to give you the skills, not the knowledge. The knowledge is your job. That's why we have one class, you know, the advanced class. I learn with the guys, we cover ground. And you'll notice, even there I focus on skills. Because they're covering ground, so you'll be on a level. You'll go to a good Daf Yomi shir, you'll go to a good Gemara shir. That's not the goal here. The goal here is to give you the skills so that you can use those skills and continue growing. And believe me, the skill is what you guys need. That's what you're coming for. So we said, we're developing the neshama, we're developing the excitement over keeping Torah and mitzvot, the connection and the understanding of what our responsibility is, and also giving the tools to learn. Then as far as the actual learning, that's not our job here. We're giving the basics. How do I lead a Jewish life? What does it mean to keep Shabbos? You want to know the technical details? So there's one rabbi here who takes 5 minutes a night and he learns the laws of Shabbos with all the details. I don't even know if he's doing justice to the system, but it's not official time, so okay, he gets away with it. But that's not the point here, you know, that's a side point. Clear? Fair? Adam? Yeah? On this point, there's something else. On this point? Okay. David? Fair enough?